Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Hello and welcome to Farm View. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor here with your weekly farming program. Well, on this week's show, we'll have a reaction to last weekend's massive Mercosur deal farmer protest in Athlone. I'll get the views of Kieran Fitzgerald, agri-food economist, Macro President Josephine O'Neill, as well as Ireland South MEP Sean Kelly. Plus, we hear from St. Augustine's College transition year students who qualified for the National Certified Angus Beef Competition. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, for a reaction to last weekend's Mercosur deal farmer protest in Athlone, with over 20,000 farmers turning up in Athlone last weekend, earlier I got a chance to talk to the agri-food industry economist, well-known economist, Kieran Fitzgerald. Kieran, thanks for taking our call.
You're welcome, Kieran.
Kieran, first of all, your take on last weekend's protest, and secondly, overall, as the Mercosur, where do we stand now?
Well, I think the protest is saying all the right things, to be honest, because there's a degree of hypocrisy, I think, between the push to do this trade deal and the case that's been made for it, and the fact that what's going to happen here in terms of the access that Brazilian beef has to EU market is that it's produced to a lower standard. And I think farmers and everybody, particularly in Ireland the last 5 or 6 years, Kieran, have been absolutely flooded with information around decarbonisation, measuring of carbon impacts, validations, etc., etc. And we have seen about 400,000 suckler cows go out of the Irish dairy herd. Mm-hmm. So there's a question here of joined up thinking or lack of joined up thinking. We get, on the one hand, statements by DG Agri and people in DG Sanco saying, oh, European consumers demand this standard from us, and we're saying, yeah, but it costs more money to produce these products, and you're allowing in under a trade deal that says, no, we can't impose those standards on others, you're allowing in cheaper products. Mm. So it really is totally and utterly inconsistent.
Right. As regards the market safeguards, then surely if we get the market safeguards right with hormones, antibiotics and all of that, is that the way forward here, getting the market safeguards in place?
I think there's a deeper issue around the imposition of standards and the fact that the EU is very, very interventionist, Kieran, on production, whether that's agricultural production or the way that, you know, processing takes place, and very, very absent and very laissez-faire on European prices in European supermarkets. So fundamentally, that's where the most important joined upness need to take place. And look, things have changed in the last couple of years in beef, but for most fresh products for the last 20 years, Kieran, you're basically doing well to recover any margin. If you're mm-hmm. a producer, a farmer, a processor, your products are being used to create footfall in a retailer, and there's everyday low pricing, etc., etc. And effectively, you know, a lot of fresh food, vegetables, as well as meat and milk, are subsidizing retail profits and retail turnover, and that can't go on, particularly when the EU, every report you read about European trade in food, Kieran, mentions that European production is likely to decline and more product is going to be imported. And the reason right. for that is people are being priced out of production.
And then as regards, look at the dairy industry as well, and the whole Origin Green and the Great Work Board B are doing globally as regards what's happening there, branding it and assuring that the quality is there. Surely isn't that the way forward across all food sectors?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the reality about Irish agriculture and agriculture and food production is it's about the only industry in Ireland that we have global competence in as Irish people. Clearly we have foreign direct investment, and it's hugely important. And it's important to say there's no conflict between having it and having a growing agriculture. But you're right, Kieran, we have a very strong record in compliance. That's why we have access to all these global markets. And, you know, we can continue to build that. But at some stage, there has to be an understanding, either on the regulatory and input side, that EU can't keep imposing costs and making, if you like, it disadvantageous to produce food in the EU. Right. And allow in cheaper, non-compliant product from outside Europe. It just that piece of it can't go on. We'll do our bit because we have, as I said, Ireland has this global competence. And the reason it is present in all these markets is it's very, very good at complying with what customers want.
Grass-based, sustainable, and we can prove it. Now, the fact that China have lifted the ban on Irish beef, how big a boost? Because you've been very much to the fore in meat industry Ireland over the years, Ciarán. Do you see that? How do you see that affecting the overall piece here?
I think it's important. Look, it's not going to be thousands of tons immediately, but it's access to a market and it's a growing market. It's been one of the issues for the last 20 years, Ciarán, because, all of that China and Southeast Asia opened up for beef about 20 years ago, but we were always stuck in the legacy of BSE, and, BSE was 1996. So it's important to get access. It won't be thousands of tons, but again, it shows that Ireland has an international quality standard that is in demand. And that speaks very strongly the fact that we have the potential to grow our food business in Ireland. So, but we need this famous level playing pitch. We need a bit of joined up thinking.
So over 20,000 turned up last week, and I know Ciarán Mullooly very much to the fore, and then the IFA came on board, and in fairness, it was very well organised, very well run. There was tractors, there was trucks, over 20,000 farmers in Athlone. As regards going forward here, what needs to happen? Because obviously there's a big vote coming up within the Parliament, and there's a work afoot to get the various MEPs from countries who nationally are saying, yeah, we're for it, but some of the MEPs that they feel may be Italian or French go the other way.
Yeah, look, I think it's important what is being done, and it's important actually to point out that what is being done here is consistent with the fact that we in Irish agriculture and food absolutely get the requirements for decarbonisation and sustainable production. We totally understand and comply, but what the protests are about and what's disconnected is the return in the marketplace for this and the fact that products without these standards can come in. So, it's a campaign that needs to continue. It's a wide open one, Ciarán, too. You know, some of the commentary from even Irish media about how short-sighted this all is I find that, pathetic in a way, because what we're talking about in Mercosur, when you look at the detail, is an ability of Germany, and we all understand Germany's had a rough couple of years because of the pivot to China didn't work for them and cheap Russian oil isn't there, but they're hoping to export diesel cars to the Mercosur area.
And as President Ursula von der Leyen then being German herself.
Yeah, and look, trade is always about compromise, and it's not this one side is purely right and one side is purely wrong. There needs to be better alignment here. My take on it is that we're actually being very consistent. I think the protest is about fundamentally saying we are very committed to the whole challenge of sustainability, decarbonisation, and, being the most efficient producing meat and dairy industry that we can be. That all costs, and there's a huge cost in regulation, and there are very major constraints in production. So there needs to be alignment at EU level with the fact that these constraints are being applied, and then they go off and do a trade deal and say, well, we can't ask you to comply with everything, particularly on the decarbonisation side. So the longer, I think, the consistent message of, yes, we're compliant and we want to stay in business is passed through, I think the better the situation will be. And as I said, Ciarán, I think it's part of a fundamental pillar of the Irish economy. There's 220,000 jobs between the food industry and farming in Ireland. It's a huge employer right across the country. We've the capability of continue to grow those numbers and grow our business globally, but we can't do that if our home market is being undermined by cheap imported products to a lower standard.
Ciarán Fitzgerald, agri-food economist and well-known consultant. Listen, I really appreciate you taking the call, Ciarán. Look, I'm sure we talk to you in the near future as regards Mercosur, and really appreciate you taking our call. Thanks for talking to us, Ciarán.
Take it easy. Bye.
Well, for a reaction to last weekend's Mercosur deal, farmers protest in Athlone with over 20,000 farmers turning up in Athlone along with hundreds and hundreds of tractors. One woman who was there is our national president of Machan na Ferma, and that's Josephine O'Neill. Josephine, welcome to our programme.
Hello, Ciarán. Thank you very much for having me.
Josephine, first of all, my God, what a turnout, number one. And indeed, it was so well organised. Indeed, it was a credit to everyone involved. And the turnout really exemplified the concern that's out there as regards Mercosur.
Absolutely, Ciarán. It definitely highlighted that this is an issue that is particularly concerning concerning for our farming community, especially for our beef and our poultry sectors, but for farming as a whole, and also rural Ireland, rural communities and the consumer. The turnout really highlighted that people are concerned about this trade agreement.
Now, the fact the deal was passed on Friday, but obviously Kieran Mullooly and others are emphasising the fact that it still has to be passed by Parliament. And this is the key, really, getting the other MEPs across all the various countries in the EU really coming on board.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing we have to do is ensure that all our own Irish MEPs vote no. We in MOCRA are ensuring through a lobby effort that the Irish MEPs are fully aware that we are asking for a no vote to back Irish young farmers and farming in general in Ireland, and ensure that our Irish consumers continue to get the highest quality of meat and poultry. But from a European perspective, there is still a battle ahead to try and ensure that as many European MEPs vote no as well. I know that their ambassadors voted last Friday, and that is an indicative vote for what will happen during the Parliament vote. But that's not to say that things won't change, and that's what we're really hoping for.
Now, MEP Sean Kelly, who was on WLR during the week, he was saying that basically he feels that the concerns of farmers surrounding Mercosur agreement might be overstated, and he also said that there are lack of facts around the deal available publicly.
I would disagree from a young farmer's perspective, Kieran. When we look at young farmers, there are only 4.3% of farmers under the age of 35. They already experience significant challenges in entering the industry and starting out their careers in terms of access to land, access to finance, succession. There's so many obstacles that they have to overcome. A deal like this risks economic viability. We're very concerned that the influx of meat and poultry from the Mercosur countries will drive down prices and affect competitiveness, which will be very concerning for young farmers who are already operating on very tight margins. And a deal like this could drive out young farmers who are already actively farming, but it could also affect the attractiveness of farming for young people who are considering farming as an option. Exactly.
Now, of course, and I spoke to other people involved in the industry during the week, the whole market safeguards are key here, because to be on a level playing field as regards hormones, antibiotics, and this is key, getting the market safeguards in place, because Origin Green have done a great job across, particularly in the dairy industry globally, and respect to Ireland's sustainable grass-fed products, there's no other to compare, really, and this is what we want, is a level playing field here.
That's it, exactly, and unfortunately this deal doesn't seem to guarantee that level playing field, and I do acknowledge that there's been significant work on the safeguards, but unfortunately those safeguards are very much triggered after the fact. They're not preventative, and there's not enough detail there to ensure that our farmers have a clear picture of what those safeguards will actually entitle them to, when they will be triggered, and I know the percentages have dropped and things like that, but from a consumer perspective as well, we're looking at our extremely high standards in terms of animal welfare, traceability. You mentioned antibiotics and hormones already. So we operate at very high standards, but the same cannot be said for what happens in the Mercosur countries. And we saw a lot of that in the Irish Farmers Journal report. Then we had news last week that hormones were found in products that reached retailers in Ireland. So even though they are promising this guarantee that the standards will be the same, I think those are very much at risk of being empty promises, considering the operating standards and procedures that are actually happening in the Mercosur countries at the moment.
Well, Josephine O'Neill, I think you put your finger on it there. Josephine O'Neill, National President of Mock and Her. Listen, appreciate you taking time out to talk to us, and hopefully we'll talk to you in the near future, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again about Mercosur going forward. Thanks for taking our call.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
And speaking on Daisha today on WLR earlier in the week, MEP for Ireland South, Sean Kelly, stated that concerns of farmers surrounding the Mercosur trade agreement might be overstated. He also believes that there is a lack of facts surrounding the deal available publicly, and that claims that consumers' health is at risk from the Mercosur deal is an exaggeration.
There is obviously a growing concern amongst farmers regarding the impact of Mercosur, but I think some of it might be overstated, understandably so. But I mean, one of the facts that doesn't seem to have got across is that already there are 200,000 tons of beef from the Mercosur countries coming into the EU.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
And welcome back to part two of Farmview. Now let's have a look at some items from our farm in Canada. Firstly, turning to our farmer markets and the country markets, and once again we have a huge array of top quality farm fresh artisan food available every week across markets in the city and county. On Thursday, Dungarvan Farmers Market, Grattan Square, runs from 9 till 2, while on Friday mornings you have Waterford Country Market, St. Olaf's Hall. Also on Friday mornings you have Dungarvan Country Markets, Causeway Tennis Club and Abbeyside, both running from 9 till 2. Saturday mornings we have Tramore Farmers Market, Priest Road, Tramore. We have Waterford Farmers Market, John Robert Square, as well as Strabley Farmers Market running from 9 until 1. Now, important event for dairy farmers next week. Emily Going, Dairy Advisor in Chagas Dungarvan, was on to tell us about that they're hosting a Spring Pasture Morning Walk. It'll take place at Tony Keane's Clarkstown Ardmore on Thursday morning next, that's the 22nd, commencing at 11 o'clock. And the walk will cover spring fertiliser and slurry management, spring grazing rotation plan, wet weather planning, plus strategies for managing costs in the spring during a period of low milk prices. That's the Spring Pasture Morning Walk, Tony Keane's Ardmore on Thursday next. Turning to our livestock marts, Waterford Ross Mart is Saturday. General cattle sales from 9, calf sales from 10, sheep sales every Monday also from 10. While Richie was on to remind us that the very first dairy sale of the new year is on Friday next, that's Friday the 23rd from 12 noon, with entries now being taken. Turning to Dungarvan Mart, general cattle and calf sale, of course, every Monday from 11, and for more information on upcoming events, you can contact Dungarvan Mart. Now, Shanachill House Equestrian Centre Kilmac, their new leagues are up and running, started last weekend with cross pole starters right up to 120. Ponies and horses unregistered and registered, all are very welcome. Action underway every Saturday from 11 at Shanachill House Equestrian Centre. Finally, on the point to point front, this Sunday we have Killahun's point to point on Sunday with the first race at 12:30. Also on Sunday we have the Valley Crystal point to point at Kiltealy in Wexford. And don't forget the big one locally on Sunday week, the 25th, with the annual Dungarvan point to point at Killosra. And we hope to preview that on next week's programme.
Farmview with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, earlier I paid a trip out to St. Augustine's. Once again this year, the Certified Irish Angus Beef competition is up and running, and once again St. Augustine's are involved. And the woman who's driving with the transition year students is Margot McCann. Margot, back to you again. I think it's 6 or 7 years you've been involved.
Yes, Kieran. We have two groups involved this year, and they're two very interesting groups. They picked great topics. We have one group and they picked the area of farm safety and why the Angus as a breed lends itself to farm safety. And then our other group, their project was about farm succession. And okay, as we know, I suppose, you know, the average age of a farmer now has gone very high. It's nearly 60, 65. And we have some good ideas of how we can keep young people on the land with the Angus.
This competition has grown and grown, not alone for transition, but it works its way into fifth and sixth year as well. And we know locally the Abbey Community School are in the final five. But it's a fantastic concept and has been a great success.
It's absolutely brilliant for students. So it starts out in transition year where they're asked to put forward a video, and the Certified Irish Angus received over 400 videos this year. Then they whittle that down, and the next stage is where they're brought for an interview. And this year they're going to be interviewed in Airfield Estate in Dundrum in Dublin. And if they're successful at that stage, then they're brought to Croke Park for the final. And finally then the top five in Ireland will receive calves, and please God we're hoping to make it to that stage this year.
Brilliant. So you've two teams who have qualified. The first, as you said, is on farm safety. Claire Beresford of Kilbrine and Colleague. And Claire, it was your concept, I believe. You're from a farming background.
Yeah, I'm from a farm in Kilbrine. We have a sheep and dairy farm near the Cumras. I love farming and I've always had an interest, so that's why I got involved in this competition.
And then the idea of farm safety, where did that come from?
Well, my aunt, she's a suckler farmer in Clashmore, and she was unfortunate to get into an accident while the cow was calving. Luckily, she was okay after it, but it just sparked an interest in me to get involved.
And you feel, of course, the Angus, when it comes to animals, they're very placid and good to handle. So that's the kind of angle you're taking.
Yeah, we're advocating for the Angus breed. They're easy calvers, and the less engagement you have with a cow calving, the less likely there's going to be an injury.
Yeah. Well, definitely it's a topic that we feature a lot on Farmview. Well, listen, I'm delighted that you're taking the whole area of farm safety. Your partners then are Amy and Alana.
I asked Amy and Alana to get involved with me. They weren't from farming backgrounds, but they've been great and they've engaged in the project, so it's great.
Amy Ryan, Kirosandy, definitely You were literally hooked into this one.
Yeah, they asked me to do it at the start of the year, so we made the video and then
Right. You
got to next year.
And how have you found it? You're not from a farming background, but obviously living in Kilrossney, there's farmers all around you, but how have you found the experience?
Yeah, it's really interesting to learn about like the Angus breed and just to raise awareness of farm safety.
Elena, you're also Elena Kerwin from Kilgobnet. Again, you got hooked in as well by Claire.
Yeah, Claire has a big interest in farming and she encouraged me to take part in this competition right. And I really enjoyed it and the research we put in was really interesting.
Yeah, the experience is fantastic and for a non-farmer to see what's happening on farm, I'm sure you found it very interesting indeed.
Yeah, it's really good to get an awareness. Lots of my neighbours have farms, so it's good to be aware of my surroundings.
Well, listen, look, well done. I think it was a great concept. Farm safety is a huge topic. So well done on the farm safety team of Claire, Amy and Elena. And listen, best of luck and hopefully you'll make it through to the next stage. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Kieran.
And the second team from St Augustine's is covering the whole area of succession and leading the team is Cormac Power of Kilrossendy. Cormac, where did you get the idea from?
We have Angus calves at home and when we're at the ploughing, they were like the top five contestants were telling us to go for it, that we have nothing to do without them.
And succession, it's becoming such a big issue within farming, the average age 65, getting younger people involved, getting part-time involved. And you know, experience here from the school as regards part-time farming.
Yeah, Mr. Cashman is a full-time teacher in St. Augustine's and he also has Angus as like part-time on the side. And it seems to have turned out very well. So
you had a concept, you had a theme that you're going to run with. How did you hook in the rest of your team? Because are you the only farmer on this team?
Yeah, I'm the only farmer on this team. I went to Paddy and asked what he'd do with me, and then when he was doing it with me, until he decided he'd come along. Yeah, so yeah.
Well, listen, well done. Turning to Paddy himself, Paddy, again, your background, and you're a Kilrossney man as well, I believe.
I am. Yeah.
But you're not into farming, but you know all about it from around you.
Yeah, I'm interested, all right, but just don't have a farm,
How did you find the experience so far?
It's been very interesting. Yeah, like the big thing with Angus, like they seem to be very sustainable. Like they have a smaller carbon footprint and
And the whole area of succession, Tilly, of course, Tilly O'Donnell, you're from Garnbane, you're close to the school here. And again, not from a farming background, but Cormac persuaded you to come on board.
Yeah, Cormac persuaded us to come on and do this. And also the girls from Loretto and from Wye that we were talking to, Plowing, told us to just go for it.
And how did you find the experience so far? Because you're from a non-farming background, but I'm sure it's interesting to see what's actually happening inside the farm gate.
Yeah, it's really interesting and we've learned so much from doing it, like about how docile the Angus breed is and how easy calving they are.
Okay. And finally, Emma McGovern, local lady again from Abbeyside. Emma, you got hooked in as well by Cormac.
I did, yeah. But it's really interesting to learn about the Angus breed.
Yeah, and before you got involved, obviously farming, you passed along the road and you saw outside the farm gate. Now you're learning to see what's happening inside the farm gates. Have you found that interesting to find out?
Yeah, it's been very interesting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, look, I think it's fantastic to have not alone one, but two teams from the college, and Cormac to you, and of course also to Claire as well, the best of luck. And final word to yourself, you must be a very proud teacher, Margot.
Yeah, I'm very proud of the transition years and the two groups that are through to this project, and just to wish them the very, very best of luck as they go through in the competition. Thanks, Kieran.
Well, listen, once again, St Augustine's through in the Certified Irish Angus Beef competition. We'll find out in early January will they advance in the next round, but great to talk to you and best of luck going forward. And before I go on the racing and point-to-point front, we had a great week again for local Waterford connections cross-channel. Wins for Dungarvan jock Sean Houlihan at Exeter and Fosslass, while back at home wins for Knockeen Buttlestown trainer Henry de Brommer at Clonmel, and a brilliant Grade 1 win for Kappa trainer Declan Queeley at Naas last weekend, a first of his training career. And to make it extra special, Declan also rode the winner himself to become the first to train and ride a Grade 1 winner. What an achievement. Also at Punchestown on Monday, a good win for Ardmore owner John Hennessy, while also to round off a great week with a good win for the ring owners Caroline and Tom Hendren at Dundalk. While on the point-to-point front, wins for the in-form Ballyduff upper jock Adam Feeney, keeping up his great run with a fine double at Ballindennis. Also wins for Strably trainer Paddy Kiley and Waterford owner breeder John O'Callaghan and Cork at Aha Bullock, with Butterstown trainer Paul Power saddling an impressive impressive winner at Tortulla in Thurles. Well, that's my lot for this week's programme. Once again, my thanks to Ollie for all his help in putting this week's programme together. From myself, Kieran O'Connor, it's goodbye for now, but hopefully I'll have your company again same time next week.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.